Listeners, my next guest this morning is the chief executive of the North Tipperary Development Company, better known, I suppose, throughout the length and breadth of North Tipperary as NTDC. And they have been very involved in everything that has happened around COVID-19, and in particular in looking after the most needy in our society. As well as talking to Michael, I just want to mention that their sister organisation down in South Tipperary, the South Tipperary Development Company, are doing roughly the same type of work. Good morning, Michael, and thanks very much for joining us this morning.
How are you, Jim? Good morning.
I'm very well. Now, Michael, it's been a very busy time for development companies across the country, and of course the two development companies in Tipperary are no different. So can you give the listeners a flavour of all the things that have happened in the last 6 weeks?
Yeah, so I will, Jim, and thanks for the opportunity. I suppose, first of all, just to give an outline of the purpose of North Tip Development Company, I suppose we have five strands to our work, and one of the main strands is community development. We also focus on working with individuals and families. We're involved in the environmental and energy area, and we work with enterprise and employment. And we also work in our fifth area of developing new opportunities for the community and for Tipperary. So I suppose the last 2 months would have been, as a starting point, we're restricted in meeting people face to face and meeting groups. So we've had to change the way we worked with communities. So a lot of our work in the intervening time has been with community groups as opposed to individuals. And we've had a small support scheme to work with groups that have come together to respond to the COVID-19 situation. And examples of the groups we'd be supporting from a community end would be the Turles, Littleton, 2 Mile Burris group that are working with the community and providing food and delivery supports and information. There's a group in Turles COVID response, providing food and meals to vulnerable people in the Turles area. There's also a group in Nina responding to people's needs with deliveries of food and messages, and we've been able to support them groups. We also have our RSS and our two schemes. We have 12 or 14 participants making gowns to deliver, disposable gowns that we're making to deliver to nursing homes and hospitals and for frontline workers that need them in Tipperary. So it's great to see our participants involved in that initiative. We're also working with a group, Socks for Soldiers, where we're giving a small grant to a group, a voluntary group in the county that are making this non-disposable masks. So from the point of view of our own services, we have done a lot of collaboration with the guards and the different voluntary groups in the county, the Red Cross and Order of the Malta and residence groups, and that where initially we compiled information flyers of the different services in each area, in the urban towns and in the rural areas. And we've been very involved in the distribution of them flyers and information leaflets. Directly ourselves then, we would have put a lot of packs together, wellness packs and that we distributed to different communities. So for example, Age Action in Ross Grey, we're working closely with Anne Keaveney and the group of volunteers in supporting people who are cocooning and delivering wellness packs and helping with the telephone lines and telephone supports. Nine of our staff, for example, have volunteered to work on the Alone helplines, providing supports to vulnerable elderly. So on the Pacific projects end, I suppose we're very involved in the front line working with the traveller community in North Tipperary, where our primary care workers would have been involved in distributing them and just disseminating all the information relevant from the HSC to the traveller community who were considered a high-risk group. A lot of work, and our primary care workers would have been very hands-on and involved with that community. We have a number of youth projects, and I suppose we can't meet youth face-to-face, but we're providing online supports now where youth groups can come together and have Zoom or team meetings, and we provide support to parents and direct telephone support. We have a counselling service, and we're setting that back up again this week for youth counselling, where the service will be available to youth, because it's a difficult time for youth. And we're looking at transitioning projects from primary to secondary school, because at the closure of primary schools and the isolation involved for sixth class kids that will be transferring to secondary exactly. school in September. So a focus on youth. We have, as you're aware, Jim, the Ascend Domestic Violence Service, where we're working with women that may be affected in their intimate relationships, and we have been providing a lot of telephone support and doing a lot of promotion to encourage women to access services. And we hadn't been providing court accompaniment for a 6-week period, but we've commenced that service now this week again, where we're providing accompaniment to women accessing court services. I suppose what's changing as well this week, we have a lot of participants working with groups, community groups all around North Tipperary, whether it's in charity shops or maintaining graveyards or hurling fields or sporting facilities. So certain outdoor works are commencing this week, and it's about putting risk assessments in place for the participants that are back to work this week. So that's a gist of the types of work we've been involved in.
Right,
I suppose the challenge now, Jim, is to get back working with individuals and face to face again.
Right. Of course, you have another challenge. The company runs two creches in Rathcrea, and they're closed at the moment. So
yes.
There's a challenge in that as well, Michael.
There is. We have two childcare facilities in Rathcrea that employ 25 paid staff, and they have been closed from the 10th of March. We were planning to become involved in the outreach hub scheme that was mooted a week ago and cancelled nationally since. So I suppose we're working with the staff in both centres now, looking at kind of a phased reopening and a reopening on the 28th of June for service for healthcare workers and for the children of people that are involved in the front line. And we're still waiting for guidelines from the Department of Youth and Children to see how that would operate. But we've started our own risk assessments to get them services back up and running. So that's a nervous time for all involved in relation to childcare.
Right. And just one last question to you, Michael. You know, has it been an extremely difficult period for you as the CEO and for all the staff, needless to mention, because they've had to change work practices to be able to deliver some of the work that you are supposed to be doing on behalf of various state departments?
Yeah. So, of course, it has been a challenging time, but we've been lucky enough to have work and the sense of purpose that we could respond to the community. So there's positives as well that it has brought the different aspects of the organisation together, because we're all working for the same communities. And we can see as the weeks go on, the focus changes. You know, initially it was information to people, and now we're starting to look at opening services and starting to see how we can deliver services that in the past we had delivered face to face, but mightn't be able to in the future. So obviously it's very challenging from the point of view of the server, the premises we have, and how going forward we will be able to let public access premises to provide services, and have we the technology in place and the training to allow staff deliver more online-based services. And obviously, as well, it is a challenge for setting up systems to allow staff the ability to work from home for a period.
Okay. Well, look at Michael. We'd like to thank you for all the work that you and your team are doing at this particular time in the history of our country. And let's hope
yes.
that we'll, in some way, get back to normal within a year or two.
Yes, and Jim, just thanks for the opportunity for the interview. And just as well, as you said in your introduction, while we deliver these services in North Tipperary, the South Tipperary Development Company based out of Care would have the same purpose and delivering mostly the same and some different services to ourselves. So we also have been working closely with the Tipperary Volunteer Centre and Tipperary County Council.
Okay, thank you very much, Michael. That, listeners, was Michael Murray, the Chief Executive Officer of the North Tipperary Development Company.